Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Aaron's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, John. Hey, John, I had a lot of fun over the weekend. I went to the Preppers and Patriots Expo in Mountain Home, Arkansas. I got a chance to see some of our faculty. Judy Dollarhite was there, John Dollarhite, Mike Knox, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Scott Peterson, John Moore. And, you know, out of the corner of my eye when I walked in, it was kind of a dark area. A seminar was going on in the main room there, and I walked in. Out of the corner of my eye, I thought, I wasn't 100% sure, but I thought I saw Mike Parsons. And for those of you who remember, Mike Parsons was arrested and put in prison for defending himself, actually, for telling the sheriff to stop executing his dog. He didn't really defend himself. He just told the sheriff's deputy to stop shooting his dog. And they wanted Mike Parsons in prison the worst way. So they put him in prison for 15 months. And I thought I saw him out of the corner of my eye, and I waved to him, and he was behind the camera. He was asked to video a session, so he was doing that, and I didn't go over to him because I thought, you know, I'd interrupt him, but I kind of really thought it was him. And as soon as I saw him in the clear after that, we had a chance to talk, and we had dinner together, and it was really nice. It was great to see Mike. It really was. So he's home. He's free to travel, but they want his presence back in prison. So when he's ready, we'll have a chance to talk about that on the air. And I'd like to mention that if the state of Tennessee gives Mike Parsons a hard time, we're going to report it. We're going to report who they are, what they're doing, why they're doing it, where they're doing it, when they're doing it. And we'll give everyone responsible for giving Mike Parsons a hard time. We'll give them full credit right here on the air and on the internet. Pictures, everything. Prison's torture. Mental and physical torture. Why are we discussing this? Because we're next. We might be the next target. Let me tell you another story. Oh, Tim Starks. Had dinner with Tim Starks, and there was a whole bunch of us that got together for dinner, all the USA Prepares instructors and some others. We got together, and Tim Starks and Beverly Starks were there. So we had a bunch of USA Prepares faculty there. And so Tim was telling me a story. He said that he was traveling from Illinois to Missouri, and he was pulling a trailer with his truck when it was dark with some jet skis on it. And he was pulling his jet skis on his trailer. And oncoming was a vehicle with bright lights on. So he flashed his lights, like, you know, to signal, hey, you've got your bright lights on. And seemed to have no response. So he did it again. And the oncoming car still had its bright lights on. So I did it again. You know, flick the lights. Who doesn't do that? I do it all the time. As a matter of fact, I do it to warn people that there are police ahead. You know, if they're approaching a police where the police are hiding, you know, I don't want them to hit the cops, you know, by accident, not seeing them, because these cops hide with their lights off and their radar guns on. You can't see their radar guns, so they might hit the cops. So I warn everybody, flashing my lights. Well, you know, if you see something, say something. So if I see a cop, you know, side of the road sniping, I'll say something to everybody I can possibly say it to by flashing my lights. Anyway, so the third time, Tim flashes his lights, you know, flicks his lights, blinks them, high beams to say, hey, got your bright lights on. You're blinding me. And the bright lights are still on. And then just as this vehicle approaches Tim Stark's truck and trailer, the driver puts his lights down to, you know, driving lights. Then he passes Tim. Tim sees it's the Highway Patrol, the Missouri State Highway Patrol. So a Highway Patrol guy was the guy who was blinding Tim with his high beams on. Highway Patrol turns around, pulls Tim over. License and registration, you know, all that good stuff. So the Missouri Highway Patrol says to Tim, and I'm paraphrasing, you steal those jet skis? Tim's like, come on. Really? So the Highway Patrol guy says he wants to see the title for the jet skis. So Tim says, I'm going to record this. Cop pulls out his gun, puts it in Tim's face, and says, you record it and I'll shoot you. Tim says, are you serious? You going to shoot me? And the cop says, you turn on that recording, I'm going to shoot you. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the Blue Plague, that's just one more example of the Blue Plague. Now, how do we know about the Blue Plague? Because it affects USA Preparers, our instructors, and you. We know about these incidents because it happens to our faculty and our students. So there is a faculty member who had a gun pulled on him, sitting in his car, because he was going to record the incident, because he thought it was over-the-top, outrageous, and unnecessary. And so Tim wanted to know who the cop was. So he called the state police, and they won't tell him. And the reason? Well, you know, for the safety of the highway patrolman. Really? For the safety of the highway patrolman who pulled a gun on someone traveling down the highway because he wanted to record the interaction, the abuse by the Blue Plague? True story. True story. And then Mike Parsons, boy, he could tell you a lot of stories about prison. It's just the beginning. And you know, I'm starting to hear fewer and fewer people say, no. The cops, 95% of them are good. Fewer and fewer people are saying that now. And in Baltimore, the police, when they approach someone, there's a new trend. The police are now surrounded by we the people when they have an interaction with somebody. We the people are now surrounding them to make sure that the cops are doing their job and not violating the Constitution, not violating civil rights. I love it. I love it. And that's what we need to do. Now, we need to go to court, too. We need to go sit in court and make sure our constitutional rights are not being violated. And we said for years that there'll become a time when people will look at the blue coats the same way our forefathers looked at the red coats. It's happening right now. Police are being killed and disemboweled in this country. These are tactics of war. Why is this happening? Because the police are using war tactics on we the people. It appears to me that we the people have embraced guerrilla tactics. We're not advocating it. We just said it would happen. And it's happening. John Reagan?
And unfortunately, part of the plan is to take over the local police and replace them with federal government loyalists.
Right. John, I talked to a few people over the last couple of weeks here in the Ozarks. Farmers. They've seen the Predator. They've seen the drones. I'm not talking about hobby drones. I'm talking about the drones. They've seen them over our farms. John, it's totally unacceptable. What would the Predator be doing flying over the Finelli farm? So, when Vincent Finelli got rid of his cell phone, that was a good move. You know, class, I went all the way to Arkansas. All the way to Arkansas. And back. And you know what? I did not need to have a cell phone. Can you imagine that? No need for a cell phone. But I have to tell you that everywhere I go, people I meet, they have their cell phones in their pockets, in their hands, or on a flat surface near them. Interesting thing, John. During my seminar, I was talking about how to start your own business and take the same tax deductions that the rich take. What I was telling people is they could start a hobby and they could buy the preparedness items and have those items be a tax deduction, like a water filtration system or seeds or, you know, gardening tools, or, you know, if they want to buy a fishing rod, you know, how to create a website or a blog and have those be deductions. The guy came in late and I said, "Are you recording this?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "No, you're not. You're not going to record this. Because if you are, I'm going to stop saying the things I'm saying." And one of the guys next to him said, "Hey, if he records it, I'll take care of him." We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPreparedness.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPreparedness.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPreparedness.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Meet up tonight, and we're going to be talking about cordage, making rope and wicks from plants and paper. That's David Moore tonight. He's going to be talking about how to make rope, you know, the old-fashioned way. And we may need to do that. He's also going to be talking about a do-it-yourself indoor lighting system for growing indoor plants. That's David Moore tonight at the meetup. And Michael Bowman is going to be talking about making wine and beer. Tonight, 4:45 to 8, Jimmy's Egg, Battlefield. Battlefield Road, Springfield, Missouri. All free. If you'd like to join us for dinner, you certainly may. So we're going to make wine, beer, learn how to do that. And we're going to learn how to make rope and wicks with David Moore. So Michael Bowman, David Moore, and of course I'll be giving you my take on the news. It's all free. USA Prepares Meetup at Jimmy's Egg. Information's on the website, usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. John Reagan?
Well, we have some unfinished business from Thursday. We talked about how men don't know how to be men nowadays. So the very first link I have up for the resources for today, it's called Man Up. It links to the Art of Manliness website, which if you just want to go there directly, it's artofmanliness.com. And it has a number of good articles on how to be a man. things, dress and grooming, health and sports, manly skills, money and career, relationships and family. It even shows you how to shave the old-fashioned way if you want to really man up.
You know, John, when I was of dating age, and I would pick up the young lady in my car truck, I had kind of a binary cut. What I would do is I would open the door for her on the passenger side, and she would get in. If she did not lean over and unlock my door, and these were the days of manual locks, right? This was before push-button unlocking and locking of your car doors. Okay, so you had these little knobs you'd pull up or a lever you'd flip. If after I opened the door for her to, this is date number one, okay, or first time she would get in the car, and both doors would be locked. I had a two-door car or a two-door truck at the time. And I'm talking about when I was a teenager. If she leaned over and unlocked my door, then she was a candidate for date number two. If she didn't, she was not a candidate for date number two. Binary cut right there. And so it's kind of an odd rule, but for me, it indicated whether she was polite, whether she was proactive, whether she was thinking ahead of and being kind. Now, if she wasn't, why would I want to spend any more time with her? What do you think?
Works for me.
But now I'm wondering if it works at all. I mean, do you think, young ladies, if you didn't have a door lock on your car, do you think, you know, if you had one where we had to unlock it manually, do you think that they would pay attention and say, you know what, it's the kind, nice, right thing, polite thing to do?
Nowadays it'd be, does she stop texting long enough to talk to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I saw plenty of cell phones at the Preparedness Expo, plenty of cell phones. And I guess I was probably the only person that didn't have one. But I'll tell you one thing. It does cause a slight inconvenience. I had to ask a whole bunch of people what time it was because I didn't have a watch either. So now I guess I'm going to go back to my wind-up watch. You know, at the farm here, you know, after the broadcast, I don't have to worry about what time it is. But before the broadcast, I do. And if I'm not going any place where I'm speaking on a schedule, I don't need to have a watch. But when I am, I do. So I'm going to go back to the wind-up watch because I don't want to have the electromagnetic radiation of a small computer attached to my wrist. What do you think about that? We'll be right back. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And off financialstateoftheunion.com. And if you want to follow along in class with us today, you can click on the news tab, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Click on the news tab, and you can follow along with us. John Reagan?
Well, I've been doing this thing called A Tale of Two Droughts, and we're continuing on with that today. The first couple of links there, California and Texas, are just the drought condition maps And those have not changed since Thursday, so I'm not going to go over those. I just put them there so you've got easy access. We are officially the wettest May on record for Dallas. We are also the third wettest month ever. And there's a little bit we have to talk about on that. First, I just want to talk about lake levels real quick. There are two lakes in North Texas that are showing below normal. They had been roughly half a foot below. They're now over a foot below. And the reason is they're letting water out of there. All the other lakes are above normal, and they're trying to figure out how to get water out of these lakes, especially since there's still a lot of problems downstream from here. And one of them that they have problems with is Lake Texoma. It's now more than 28 feet above normal. And when it was 24, 25 feet above normal, there was a report where the water was going over the spillway, and that was only the fourth time that has happened since 1944. That's how wet things are. The first link after Texas, the wettest May, talks about how the state as a whole has over 7.5 inches of rain. The previous record was 6 2/3 inches in June of 2004. And it's serious all over. Below that is where the records are. The wettest month recorded for Dallas-Fort Worth was in April of 1922. We had 17.64 inches. We ended up with 16.96, which just missed what April of 1942 had at 16.97. And if you scroll down to the bottom of that page, it shows where they record the information. And you'll see a big number four. That's where the DFW airport is, which is where the official records are at since 1974. If you see the numbers 1 and 2, which is where the rainfall records were kept from 1898 to 1953, I want you to keep in mind that we had a storm come through Wednesday night, and that area where you see the 1 and 2 got a couple of inches. If that had been, you know, the 15 to 20 miles away where the airport is, we would have gone over the May record on Wednesday night, and we would now also be the wettest month ever. It was that close where the rain was falling. So whether you consider it the third wettest or, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's one of the wettest ever. And that's having an effect. Texas farmers, a number of them are facing total losses for the year. And this article also says that Texas has received 35 trillion gallons of water. And as we said, that's 7.5 inches. This article says cover the entire state. And if you haven't traveled Texas from east to west and north to south, you might not understand just how big it is. You know, from where I lived in Beaumont to get to El Paso was over 800 miles. So covering the entire state in nearly 8 inches of water, that is a lot of water. And that's kind of on the order of what California needs. And the bad news out of there, which is the last link, that there is no snowpack left. 0 inches available. So this summer, things are going to get much worse because that's where they depend on their summer water, is the snowpack that falls during winter. Vincent?
John, on Friday, I went to Western Missouri to pick up a lathe right after Oh, I left around 5 o'clock. What I did was I had my all-wheel drive 15-year-old Mercedes that I bought used for a few thousand dollars. And it's great because it's all-wheel drive and it's got good ground clearance. It's awesome. I took that to meet with my son, and he happened to be about 20 miles closer to where the lathe was. And he had the four-wheel drive, three-quarter ton turbo diesel Dodge pickup truck. So this thing stands pretty high in the air. It's not jacked up. It's stock, but it's really tall. And the lathe is really heavy. It is 5 feet long. Very long bed on this lathe. And it was an antique lathe made probably in the 1920s, 1930s. And it was all cast iron. So we're going to pick this thing up. And so I left my car in about 20 miles away in the parking lot, and he and I hopped in the truck, and we're driving toward Joplin, Missouri. And the weather was great. All of a sudden, the sky got very, very dark. Dark clouds ahead of us. I mean black clouds. Very, very dark. And he got a tornado warning on his phone. And as we continued west, we saw, you know, those cheese graters that I talked about. You know, the ones that, those aircraft cables that divide the eastbound and westbound lanes of the interstates. And there it was, what I had talked about previously on this broadcast. We were in a line of cars and trucks on the interstate, no way to get off. The exits are few and far between, and you can't get into the median to pull off to safety because they have these cheese graters that prevent you from doing U-turns. Well, the rains came very, very quickly, and it was blinding rain. Visibility was about 20 feet. The cars and trucks ahead of us, you know, put their four-way flashers on. Some continued because they were afraid they'd get rear-ended by these tractor trailers that are driving recklessly. You know, these independent truckers who really push the limits. And they were coming behind us, and we were forced to continue straight ahead. Some cars pulled off into the shoulder, which was really, really dangerous because you couldn't see them until you were on top of them. So there we were, like cattle, unable to get out of harm's way, unable to take the exits. There's drop-offs. It's very, very difficult, and it was engineered so that you're going to only go one way. You're not going to turn around, and if you stop, you're putting yourself at risk, and if you continue, you're putting yourself at risk. And so imagine seeing a tornado right in front of you, okay? We didn't see one, but imagine this. Imagine seeing that tornado that wiped out Joplin right in front of us. The weather turned on a moment's notice. Not being able to cross the grassy median of, let's say, 200 feet. We couldn't, with four-wheel drive pickup, we couldn't cross the median to get out of harm's way. We had to go into it. Why? Because we'd get run over by the guys behind us. That's what your government has done. These cheese graters need to be removed. And the people who approved them need to be fired. Every one of them. From the highest levels of the Department of Transportation in your state, if you have them, they all need to be fired. That's my opinion. Because they wasted money, hard to earn money, that we, the wage earners, the taxpayers, are providing to the states and to the federal government for their exclusive waste. It's unacceptable. So that's one piece of it. The next piece of it, John, is I was in the fields last night with Mrs. Finelli and our son, and we moved cows from one field to another. In order to do this, we had to move them across the road, our gravel or dirt road that we live on. And the ground is so wet, it's rained so much, that we can't cut the hay. In some places, when the fields have slopes in them, there was 2 inches of water running downhill. 2 inches of water running downhill to the lowest, you know, part of the field. I don't know when we're going to be able to cut our grass for hay. I don't know. Because it's going to take, at a minimum, if the sun were allowed to shine as it used to back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, some of the 90s. If the geoengineering would stop and they'd let the sun shine, the fields could dry out in about 4 days if it didn't rain again. Well, I don't see any period in the next week where we're going to have sun to dry out the fields so we can then spend the next 3 days cutting, raking, and baling the hay. So what does that mean, John? That means to me that farmers are not going to have hay for the winter. What does that mean? Well, that means that they're going to sell their cows, and there'll be a fire sale of prices. Cattle prices will go down. And then they're going to skyrocket way, way higher than they are now, 18 months later, when the farmers try to rebuild their herds. That's what I see happening. I don't see any other way, unless the weather lets the farmers cut the hay. I only know one farmer, John, who has cut his hay, just one. And what happened was he said he was going to get ahead of this. He was going to cut the hay, rake the hay, bale the hay, and he did. But he baled it wet because he was forced to, because the rains were coming. The hay got moldy within 1 week. And that great hay that he had to sell it for pennies on a dollar. He's the only guy that's cut his hay. The only farm I've seen in Missouri and Arkansas where the hay's been cut. This is a serious problem.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why?
Thank God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us in class. We're getting reports off the air that the internet and the listen lines are scrambled. They're speeding up, they're slowing down, and they are the messages. The audio is scrambled. If you're getting that, would you please contact me at usapreparis.com, Vincent at usapreparis.com. Let me know where you're listening, whether it's the internet or the listen line, and we'll try to trace this problem. And let me give you two listen lines, 605-562-4080, 605-562-4080. That's one listen line. And the next listen line is exactly the same, except the last four are different. That's 605-562-7727. So please let us know if you're having problems listening on the internet or on the listen line. And which listen line you're listening on and where you're listening, you know, what state. Thanks so much. John Reagan, back to you.
I'm going to rush through the financial and employment headlines so we've got time for SpyTech and the bigger picture next hour. GDP numbers were released, the update to quarter one last week. They revised it from a positive 0.2% increase to a negative 0.7%, decreasing by 0.7%. And now they're looking at redoing the way they calculate GDP because the lying numbers don't lie well enough. We have Subway, which has the largest number of stores, over 40,000. Their year-over-year sales dropped 3%. McDonald's has come up with a solution to their declining monthly same-store sales. They're going to stop reporting it. Caterpillar, which had a little bit of a recovery after the collapse in 2008, they've been going downhill and basically turned negative in 2013. And nice chart there showing how they're having problems. We've got oil being stored in supertankers, which is expensive. So the oil glut problem isn't going away. We've got a report where Obamacare overhead costs will top more than $250 billion. And you may want to short China because Bernanke sees no risk of hard landing in China, and he's bullish on the U.S. economy. And the last link under financial I put is from when Bernanke was interviewed in 2006 saying there's no housing crisis and there simply cannot be a nationwide housing problem. And then for employment, we had J.P. Morgan cutting 5,000 jobs and the San Diego newspaper laying off nearly a third of its employees. It's bad times if you're in mainstream media. Vincent?
John, you're talking about the oil glut, and we have an oil glut because the consumption's down. Now, I kind of like the idea of not polluting the air as much. I really do, with the burning of fossil fuels in trucks and tractors and automobiles. I think it's a good thing not to pollute as much. I really do. However, here's what I've seen. When I went to Arkansas on Saturday morning, and it was about a 100-mile drive, there was typically, at the most, one car ahead of me. One car. You know, within a quarter of a mile ahead of me. So if we're talking about traffic, there's no traffic. There are hardly vehicles on the road. Now, when I came to an intersection, you know, we might have a few cars bunched up, maybe three, at a traffic light. Other than that, there were very, very few cars on the road, you know, on the countryside. Now, there were a few more in the city of Mountain Home, Arkansas, but not many. You know, if I saw 30 cars in the city of Mountain Home, Arkansas, on the way home, that would have been a lot. Seriously, so you're right on the money. We're not traveling as much. We're not transporting as much goods on the highways. These are the signs. And if you look at the billboards, about 30% of them are empty. Say, rent me.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.